Hi, welcome to our weekly micro-podcast. No more than 10 short minutes of exploration into the world of indie publishing and content creation. I'm Cherry Jeffs and...
I'm Paul Reed.
And we're Craving Distraction.
Welcome to the Craving Distraction audio boom this week. We are in yet another bar in another part of town, Locher. And this week we're going to be attempting to talk about, if background noise permits, the future of Craving Distraction. At the beginning of the year, we held our first Facebook event, which was a tremendous success. And it raised a lot of interest from a lot of people about sharing ideas for content creation. Since then, we now have the first Craving Distraction ebook available on Amazon that's now permanently free if you pump that out. A little later, we released the second book in the Craving Distraction series about how to get your book on Kindle, and that's now available on all platforms. So, other than the audio boom podcasts that we are trying to push out every fortnight, there's rumour that Craving Distraction will be opening up a special indie content creation Facebook page. What news for our followers on this subject, Cherry?
Yes, so we are starting a Facebook group, and yes, we know everybody's fed up of more groups with more people trying to push their content out to each other and saying, please share this on Twitter, please share this on your timeline. Well, it's not really going to be about that at all. It's a closed group, invitation only. More details about that later, how you get to join. And it's going to be a place to really share information and experiences about being an indie content creator.
So if it's not going to be a place in which I can scratch your back and you can scratch mine, you post my link and I post yours, what's the point in the whole thing? What's it about then?
Well, whilst we would hope that sharing of each other's work would be a natural product of genuine admiration for what someone else does, and I certainly wouldn't want to discourage that, I was thinking more of a place where, you know, for example, you can offload some of the stresses and strains of being an indie content creator, because obviously by being indie, it means that you spend often a lot of time working on your own and you don't get a chance to maybe offload this with your farmer neighbour in our street or whoever happens to live next door to you.
Okay, so why is it a closed group? Why is it not open to everybody to join? Why are you making it invite only?
I don't know. Why are we, Paul?
Well, obviously, we want to try and avoid the spammers. We want to try and avoid the people that come on merely to promote themselves. So the idea is that it's a mutually supportive group. Anyone can recommend anybody to join, but fundamentally, at the end of the day, it's the administrators who have to approve that person. So that's sort of the way it's going to function for the moment. What sort of things would I be sharing on this group?
It would be a great place to be able to share information and experiences about, for example, online platforms, plugins, online services, apps, anything that you use in your indie creation business.
So, should I just go to the Facebook page and try and become a member? Should I wait and get an invite from you? How am I going to know about it? And I want to join.
So if you were a member of the Facebook event back at the beginning of the year, you'll automatically receive an invite. And if you aren't subscribed to our mailing list, then you also will receive an invite. If you're not either of those, then go along to Indie Content Creators Group on Facebook. That's it, just called Indie Content Creators, and it's got a little coffee mug next to it, and request an invite.
Sounds good. Maybe maybe it's the sort of thing I could do, even though I'm on the mailing list, if I want to join. Could I do that now?
Yes, you can do that now.
Right, I'm off.